The TV show The Conners premiered this Tuesday on ABC. It's a new version of the famous sitcom Roseanne, but without Roseanne Barr. ABC revived Roseanne last spring. The show was a hit. It was canceled, though, after its star tweeted racist remarks. Now the rest of the cast is back together for a second try, and NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us to talk about it. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So the first episode is a send-off to the character, Roseanne Conner. We learned that her character died of an opioid overdose. Here is a clip of her sister on the show, Jackie, who's played by Laurie Metcalf, talking to John Goodman's character, Dan, which is Roseanne's husband.
I just got a call from a friend in the coroner's office. The autopsy found that it wasn't a heart attack. Roseanne OD'd on opioids.
Not possible. We knew she had a problem. She was only on pain pills for 2 days after surgery. Then it was just ibuprofen. It's got to be wrong.
So Roseanne Barr released a statement after that episode aired, calling the decision to kill off her character this way grim and morbid. What do you think?
I think she's right, but I also think the storytelling worked. So they had foreshadowed that Roseanne Conner, the character, would be struggling with an addiction to pain pills. And so if they're going to kill off the character, to do it in this way makes a lot of sense for the character, and it also hooks it into all of these issues about people being underinsured and the working class folks struggling to deal with medication. All of this stuff that the show wants to talk about, I can now talk about because of the way that the Roseanne Conner character passed away.
All important issues. The question is, who saw the show? And we're seeing that the ratings for the premiere of The Conners were down to just 10.5 million compared with 18 million people on average who tuned into Roseanne when it returned last March.
Right. But there's a few things going on there. I mean, number one, there was an intense amount of publicity when Roseanne, the revival, was debuting. And then you also had news that the Roseanne Conner character was going to be a Trump supporter. And I think that fueled a lot of talk about the show. So I think it kind of made sense that it would do this huge number. Now, over the course of its run, it did an average of about 18 million viewers. So I don't think the Conners is going to get to that level, but it's drawing about the same audience that Roseanne the Revival was doing when it ended its run in May, and then it's going to be their challenge to kind of build on that audience and retain people who may have just watched The Conners out of curiosity to see what happened to Roseanne's character.
But they're avoiding more partisan politics in The Conners than they did in Roseanne.
I've seen two episodes of the show, and for those two episodes, it certainly seems that way. You know, originally, if you remember the original version of Roseanne, that was a show that tried to talk about all of the different issues that faced a working class family, mm-hmm. and it wasn't quite as partisan. I mean,
yeah, I have to say, I watched that show a lot when I was growing up, and I never thought of it as a political show at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think it actually was a political show. It just wasn't about a particular political party. So now the show is kind of back to what it was doing before, which was trying to explore these issues with an idea towards, you know, breaking down some of the stereotypes that people might have about working class families and talking honestly about the issues they face. And they're also talking a bit about gay rights because one of the characters came out during the episode. And I think we have a clip of that. Let's check it out.
Grandpa Dan, did you ever like a boy?
No.
Does it bother you that I do?
Oh, I was kind of waiting for you to tell me about it.
Sorry I took so long.
Okay, don't let it happen again.
So now this is interesting because the character is basically Roseanne's grandson. He seemed to dress in kind of an effeminate way in the revival, and they had an episode that kind of dealt with that. But I think they were sort of insistent that he wasn't necessarily gay. Now they have this character saying that he is gay, and that continues along a tradition that Roseanne, the original series, had of exploring these kinds of issues in an honest way.
So, Eric, when I hear John Goodman there and we talk about Laurie Metcalf, we've got two people who weren't as big stars as they are now when the first Roseanne was on the air. Now they're big stars in their own right. Do you think that they're going to hang around and continue to do this show, given that they're big stars in Hollywood generally?
Well, given what I've heard about what they're getting paid, yeah.
They'll stick with it.
Because they're making a lot of money. Uh-huh. One figure I'd heard was something like $300,000 an episode. So, yeah, I think they're going to keep doing it. The irony of this current situation, The way they originally set up Roseanne was that they knew that Roseanne Barr wasn't an experienced television performer, so they wanted to surround her with high-quality actors. And so now what we see is that Roseanne Barr kind of built a sitcom machine that's good enough to survive her departure. And that is kind of amazing. Now, will the audience keep showing up to see this family? That's the open question. But if it keeps doing 10 million viewers, I'm sure ABC will keep doing the show. And I have a feeling the stars will want to keep doing it too.
It's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.